Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
It's KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, or whatever, put odds on it. You miss the first hour. AJ doesn't agree with Mike Leach. Talked about that a little bit. He doesn't care that Deportivo Saprissa beat Tigres 1-0.
Nope.
But it was a road game for Tigres, so I still think Tigres will advance. I could get Jerry Bow in there to talk soccer with us if you want.
No.
You sure?
I'm good.
Okay. Just checking.
I mean, he knows it. Don't get me wrong. He knows
yeah,
it.
Yeah, especially if you're putting your money down.
Doesn't mean I want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, see, I always get interested in anything that makes me money.
Yeah. I mean, in a way. But there's enough sports for me to bet on that I'm good with betting on sports that I'm actually comfortable watching.
You know, you didn't watch a lot of college basketball. You bet on it.
No, I still watch it. Okay. I mean,
but do you enjoy it?
No.
Okay.
No, but here's the difference between...
Masturbation or college basketball?
Masturbation.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Well, did I win the game or not?
Well, I don't know. You could do both.
If it's a win, then I'll take the win. If it's a loss, trust me, it's not even a contest. But the difference for me with... I mean, and there's a lot of people who say you can make good money betting soccer because there's soft lines, because there's so many leagues or ligas, as they like to say. I'll be totally honest. I don't 100% understand the rules of soccer enough to know. Like, if I were watching a soccer game and it's 0-0, and then there's people who are like, it's 0-0, but, or it's 0-0, but team, the young boys... Which, by the way, super whatever hey, you're into.
It's Germany. That's what they do, right? Whatever. Young boys is Germany, right?
Yeah, you're into. Yeah. The young boys are dominating here. And I'm like, what do you mean they're dominating? It's 0-0. And they're like, yeah, but they're controlling the game. I'm like, dude, okay, I give up then. Because if somebody's dominating, usually there's a little box at the top with two numbers and a dash between them. And that'll tell you who's dominating a game. Like, imagine saying, oh, the Texans are dominating the Colts right now late in the third quarter. The score is 0-0. Or even if the score is 7-7. No, that's not domination. That's they're actually playing them pretty close. That's a pretty evenly played game.
What if the Texans have like 600 yards of offense and the Colts have 50 and it's still 0-0?
Oh, then you can say they're dominating in yards, you know, yards gained, but you can't say they're dominating the game, can you?
Save that, because when that happens next year, I'm going to throw that back in his face. When the Colts do that to the Texans, oh, the Colts were destroying them. No,
I mean, you can dominate a game statistically in a close match.
Well, that's kind of what they're saying.
But what I'm saying is, what's the big stat in soccer is it how many kicks you've made?
Shots on goal, time of possession.
Time of possession. Yeah. Okay, so is time of possession a dominant stat in football?
Sometimes.
If Tom Brady's your quarterback,
I'll be honest.
Sometimes it is.
If I see a football game and it's 40-20 time of possession and the score is still 0-0, I got to wonder what's wrong with that 40 team. So if young boys have had the ball for almost the whole game and they still haven't found a way to score, hell, what's going to happen when Los Tigres get the ball? They might score. And now all of a sudden, all that dominating is wasted.
First off, I don't really want to know what team is on top of young boys once they score.
Oh, you want to know.
No, I don't want to know. And second
of all, I'll tell you who it is. La Pantera.
That's a guy.
It's one guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows what young boys do with their time?
Nothing to do with him.
But you know what you're describing? Your Buffalo Bills when they lost to the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Dominated time of possession, dominated yards.
Didn't dominate the game, though.
Nope. But, yeah. I don't know how we got on that. More soccer tonight with Glenn Davis, 7-9. How's that? What are the odds that's the last soccer talk for the rest of the year? Unless the Dynamo get by Tigres. By the way, and before you make fun of us for this, this is how bad things are for the other news outlets right now. You know what Pro Football Talk just tweeted out? Hall of Fame should waive waiting period for Belichick Brady. And did a whole story on that. Okay, that's desperation, all right? At least we could sit here and talk about who's on top of young boys. We could talk about a lot of stuff. Really, let's change the rules for Belichick and Brady, which, by the way, they're not retiring anytime soon. Who cares? We know they're going to get in the Hall of Fame. This is what you put on your site?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now that we're on topic, not specifically for them, but why not?
Now, get out of here with that.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know what you are?
Who'd the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame put in?
No, you can put in a band while they're still out there touring.
Yeah, but it's like, how long ago did you start?
Yeah, it's when your first album is. So let's say they make a rule. If you play 15 seasons and you're still playing, they can still vote you in if you've already amassed that much of a career.
I think it's better to wait, because I think what we've learned is, like, it's good to see if a player's going to murder someone in their first 5 seasons away from the game, or beat their wife or something like that.
So if Tom Brady murders somebody the day after he retires, he's not a Hall of Famer?
Probably. Well, the NFL's a little different. Ray Lewis is a Hall of Famer. Now, if he's found guilty of murder, like it's.
Oh, he murdered those guys.
I'm saying,
no doubt.
But I'm saying, if Tom Brady's found, like, if Tom Brady OJ's.
What if Tom Brady Giselle. Was in the car with Aaron Hernandez? What do we find that out?
OJ was not guilty.
Right. If Tom Brady does the things OJ was accused of, but actually did them and was convicted in a court of law, I don't think Tom Brady would be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think the NFL would bring him up and put a yellow jacket over his orange jumpsuit. I can't picture that happening.
Yeah, those colors don't go together.
No,
either.
Yellow and
gross.
Orange would be so clashy.
Yeah.
Gross. It's like the guy yesterday.
So what you get in the Hall of Fame?
The 80s Astros uniforms were the best ever. No, they weren't. Yellow and orange don't go together. Looks stupid.
So as soon as you get your gold jacket, murder as many people as you want, beat your wife as much as you want. They can't take you out.
It's hard to remove. It's hard to remove. But didn't they take OJ's Heisman?
Yeah, I think so.
And he was not guilty. But they still took his Heisman.
But they also took Reggie Bush's, and all he did was get a mansion. I mean, come on.
He didn't even get a mansion. His parents did.
Well, he could have borrowed it.
I mean, come on. Reggie Bush. Free Reggie Bush.
And Bernardo now says, young boys is actually on top of the Swiss League table. Okay, is it better that they're on top or that someone's on top of them?
Young boys on top of the table?
Yeah.
Sounds like a really bad start to gay porn.
It does. I'm guessing, and I'm not going to do it.
That looks like what was on Principal Rooney's computer.
I bet if you were to go to Pornhub and Google young boys porn, I bet you the soccer team's on there.
You know, when this is just a random realization.
Yeah, you can do that, Aaron. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing that.
Random realization.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's onto something with the failing Washington Post.
Yeah.
There's a story I wanted to read on WashingtonPost.com.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked on it, and like as soon as the headline popped up, then there's something that came over the top on it and said, "We're glad you're enjoying the Washington Post. Get access to this story and every story on the web and in our apps with our basic digital subscription. Only $1. So you're asking me for $1 to read your story on the internet? Never going to work.
No. You know what? You know who doesn't ask you for $1?
Sports Map.
No. Everything on there is free.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, did you see, looks like Major Applewhite's about to get a new job?
What's the deal with these guys getting, what's this job title that now it's just...
Well, here's
washed out coaches. Now we just bring you on as an advisor. What does that mean?
Because Nick Saban can do whatever he wants, right? So he brings all these guys on as advisors, and then when one of them leaves, he makes them a coordinator. And then when that one leaves, he's got another one lined up. So he's got like Steve Sarkisian's back, Butch Jones, former head coach, Major, former head coach. Remember, he had Mike Locksley, who left to go to Maryland. Yeah. Before that, it was Lane Kiffin. He also. Looks like he's hired Kurt Flood as an offensive line coach. That's you know what? That's when you can do what you want. Here's what I like about that, though. This is one of my things where you always bitch about Bill O'Brien hiring his buds. I like that Nick Saban goes out and gets former head coaches and gives them all kinds of jobs.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because he's there's no threat to him.
Yeah, he's confident.
Yeah.
I just saw, scrolling through Facebook, I saw a Sports Map posted something about Papa John's brisket pizza.
Yeah, we put that on the site.
Hey, tell Tyler to come in there and get on the mic. Holler at Tyler. I want him on the microphone. Did you try any of that pizza that they had in here?
I have not. I did not. Did they bring it in?
No. Tyler ordered one.
Oh, okay.
Did you try any of it, Aaron?
I did.
What'd you
think?
I
had a slice. I actually was more mean about it than Tyler was.
Because Tyler was like... I asked Tyler how was the pizza, because we were supposed to go eat chicken wings, all you can eat chicken wings, and I can't eat pizza on my diet. So Tyler was like, "Oh, well, we're actually getting the Papa John's Killin's brisket pizza today instead." I was like, "Oh, well, you're an a-hole for doing that."
He was a lot nicer about it originally until I started talking, and then when I started giving my opinion, his drastically turned to a lot more vicious.
So. When I asked Tyler, I was like, "How was that pizza?" He was like, "Eh, it was all right, I guess. I mean, it's not going to last." And then I look at Twitter, and Tyler posted, "I'm not mad at it." Like he's kissing Ronnie Killen's ass or Papa John. I don't know which guy you're kissing ass on.
I mean, I tagged him, so I wasn't going to give a scathing review, I guess.
Then don't tag him and just give your honest feedback. You got a brand
I'm trying to get my follower numbers up. And if you tag Killen and Papa John's...
You think they're going to retweet you?
Yeah, maybe.
If you say, "I ain't mad at it."
Might go viral from it.
You're not going viral from that.
Whatever.
And instead, how many followers do you have?
I lost one and I gained one.
Okay, how many do you have
maybe
total?
Maybe from that.
What does that add up to?
1,011.
Okay, so you've got 1,011 people who care about your opinion on things. And then you tell them a lie and say this pizza's good. And then they go and spend their hard-earned bucks on a pizza. And they're like, "Man, Tyler either A, has really crappy taste in pizza, or B, just didn't care about my money."
My opinion of the pizza wasn't that it was bad. I just said that it was different.
You told me that the quality was not there for it to have Killen's name on it.
The of the barbecue, yeah. It was...
Well, do you think he made this pizza sauce? That's all he contributed,
I
think.
He put a barbecue sauce on it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the barbecue sauce was top quality.
I mean, it was good. But Eric, or it was Ken in his review of it, that he brought up a good point that whenever you shred barbecue, it kind of loses some of its like fattiness.
Yeah. So,
and they also bake it again, so they kind of overcook it.
What I gathered from this was that, I mean, I when I first heard this, I assumed that, oh, well, Ronnie Killen is just going to make a ton more briskets, and there's going to be some Papa John's guy come down and deliver all these briskets, like one a day, to every pizza place, and they're just going to make the pizza with that brisket.
There's no way. That would be logistically impossible.
So instead, you told me Ronnie Killen basically just told guys, hey, this is how I make my brisket. Good luck with that.
He made them sign NDAs so that way they can't make it. Like, I mean, so they can't sell it.
Imagine that. Like,
being that good at barbecue that you can do that?
No, I'm just saying, imagine, like, Ronnie Killen told me how to make a brisket. And then I make a brisket and say, oh, well, this is Ronnie Killen's brisket. You can't do that.
Aaron Franklin has videos on YouTube telling you exactly step-by-step how he makes everything.
But guess what? If you follow that step-by-step, it's still Aaron Raybould's brisket and not Aaron Franklin's. Yeah. Because if Aaron Raybould can make the same brisket Aaron Franklin could, Aaron Raybould wouldn't be here. He'd be making those bucks.
You know what the problem is here? Sometimes you take two things that just don't belong together. Like, I don't even really like
but
the
Fred,
idea of brisket pizza.
You're like a, you eat like a 10-year-old.
But what's wrong with me going to Killen's?
Cheese and pepperoni, and that's it.
But I don't want crap on my pizza. And I don't want something that's really good. Like, I'm not going to put peanut butter on my pizza. Guess what? I love peanut butter. I'll eat a jar of peanut butter if you bring it in here. I'm not putting it on my pizza. I love Killen's brisket. I'm not putting it on my pizza. I'm going to go eat the brisket with his sauce and his sides, which are amazing. But that's okay. That's, you know, some of you guys like anchovies on your pizza. You're communists. That's okay. Or pineapple or crap like that.
There were pickles on it.
Oh, God. That's the most gross thing ever.
It was actually pretty good. Yeah. Pickles and onions. No. Like a true barbecue meal.
Yeah. No, I can't eat pickles at all. If a pickle's on my plate, I won't eat the food.
I swear he's my kid. Really? He eats just like my kid.
I love pickles. No. I'll eat pickles.
No, pickles taste like ass. From what I hear.
Yeah, you said that with a lot of confidence. A lot of confidence. All right. Guys, be the first to welcome home the Rockets after the All-Star break. Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks head into the Toyota Center on Monday, February 25th. They've got the Mix and Match Monday ticket promotion presented by Li Ning. You purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $29. You'll receive one free bottle of water, beer, or soda, one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirt. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. That's for the Hawks game on February 25th. And today's your last day to register. Rockets.com for the 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood. Saturday, February 23rd, the biggest three-on-three basketball tournament in Houston. Hosted at the MI3 Center. They've got tournaments for all ages and levels, from juniors up to elite. And as always, they're going to have a skills challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, and there's an event festival with live music, games, and Rockets entertainers. Everybody gets a tournament jersey, a player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. So register today, your last chance to do it, at Rockets.com for the 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713 says, all the people in Houston clamoring for an NHL team should take heed to this conversation. So get ready to take heed.
I'm not clamoring for anything.
I am, but that's okay. But you take heed anyway, okay?
You take heed.
Because you've been told to take heed.
I haven't. No, he said the people clamoring. I'm not a clamorer.
Well, take heed anyway. I think we all have to take heed to this guy's text.
I'm busy doing a show.
Yeah, but this guy's text, we have to take heed to it.
You have to take heed. Heed.
I had NHL season tickets in New Jersey and New York, plus I had recently gone up to some high roller function with the Dallas Stars. A major league sports team needs a lot of fans with serious screw you money who will blow $5,000 on a golf outing with a retired player or memorabilia. I've said many times, you just want a team to wear your city's name on their jersey, but you won't do crap to financially support the team. Okay, you take heed, sir. I hate to break it to you. There's a bunch of people with that kind of money in this city that are into hockey. So take heed at that, sir. And I've said I would buy season tickets.
Would you, or would you get a press credential?
No, I would get season tickets because, and I'd probably go in with a couple other people and get four, and we'd rotate them.
Okay. Because you can't go to every game.
Well, I can't because a lot of them would start by the time that's a problem with most of the Astros games and the Rockets games.
I don't go to Astros and Rockets games because they're already started. Because
by the time I get home, park my car, walk down there, it's the fourth or fifth inning or it's midway through the second quarter.
Yep.
And it's not worth it for that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Are you guys actually interested in Captain Marvel or only seeing it for the post-credit scene for Avengers Endgame? I'm not all that fired up about it. I'll probably... I don't know. I mean, I don't go to see that many shows in the theaters anymore. Like, I went to Infinity War. I went to Deadpool 2. I think were the last two I saw in the theater.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not all that interested, but every commercial I watch
it.
Every commercial I watch, I get more interested.
This is what movies have done to me. It just makes you a zombie, and like you know, oh yeah, I'm supposed to go watch that. I'm going to go watch it. It's Marvel movies I still enjoy. So and my kids like them, so I still go. The one that I don't understand why I still feel the need to go watch every Star Wars movie. I don't.
I ejected on that,
dude. You're wise, but
although I say that, and I still. Watch the Han Solo movie the other night when it was on demand.
Yeah, they've got you. Like it's just
it wasn't any good, but I watched it and I'm like, okay, I guess I'll watch it. But I'm not going to those movies.
That's wise. But you don't have kids telling you, hey, Dad, we want to go watch this movie. Let's go to the movie. Can't wait till my kids move out.
wait till they're old enough to be your designated driver.
That'll be pretty good.
That's actually a positive. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Man, I know you're not into Rick and Morty, even though I've told you there's only one episode you need to watch. Like, all those writers now are getting their own gigs.
That's what do you mean, getting their own gigs?
Like, the one who wrote...
Like, starting new shows?
The one who wrote the Pickle Rick one that I love so much.
Yeah.
She's got her own pilot deal for a comedy. It doesn't sound very good, but... it says, a comedy about a first-generation Chinese-American woman who struggles to set healthy boundaries with her crazy, exhausting family. That kind of sounds like Crazy Rich Asians, doesn't it? When her wealthy grandmother dies and names Janet the sole inheritor, she suddenly finds herself the unwilling new matriarch of the family she spent her life trying to keep at arm's length. I don't know how you go from Pickle Rick to that. That doesn't.
I'm Pickle Rick!
It just doesn't work for me. And Marvel's Loki series that they're doing. They also hired a Rick and Morty writer.
All right.
And apparently Tom Hiddleston's going to be in it, which is interesting. But so now I'm all worried that they've signed up for all these more episodes of Rick and Morty and their writers are all leaving. Mm. Mm, mm, mm. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Or if you want to get into Man Centers.
If you don't, that's not the number you would call for Man Centers. But if you found that maybe your partner, your wife, but like your partner down there, your partner, your buddy, your hammer, it's not as strong as it once was. Well. That you can fix that, and you could have low testosterone, and that's not your fault, man. There's nothing you could do about it. But what you don't want to do is treat it the wrong way. You don't want to go get this synthetic injection where you go in on Monday morning and you get a shot and you're like, man, I feel great. And then Tuesday, you're still feeling good. Wednesday, you're slowing down a little bit. And then Thursday, you have what's called the crash. And then you've got to go through the whole weekend hurting, waiting until Monday when you can get another shot. Man centers, they're helping your body regain its ability to produce its own testosterone naturally. Those synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency and long-term health issues, even shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. They've got three locations for you to check out. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. There's one off 249 in Tomball and one now open in Webster. They're still the home of the free general mail wellness checkup. Go in, get your levels checked, see how they can help you out. Give them a call today to set it up. 832-358-8600 or mancenters.com to book online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip word upon you. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So did you see a Sports Illustrated piece on Trevor / Tyler Bauer?
No.
Apparently he had quite a few interesting things to say, including what he does before he goes out on a date. Says when Bauer meets a potential romantic partner, he outlines for her the parameters of any possible relationship on their very first date.
All right.
I have three rules, he says. One, no feelings. As soon as I sense you're developing feelings, I'm going to cut it off because I'm not interested in a relationship and I'm emotionally unavailable.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
He sounds like a real peach.
Yeah, emotionally unavailable. Two, no social media posts about me while we're together because private life stays private. I don't mind that. Three, I sleep with other people. I'm going to continue to sleep with other people. If you're not okay with that, we won't sleep together, and that's perfectly fine. We can just be perfectly polite, platonic friends. So basically, he's saying, I just want to have sex with chicks. Don't want to get involved.
I mean, at least he's being open and honest about it. I'll give him some credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's out of line here.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's not my style, but...
Yeah, and I don't think it's for everybody. But if you're a professional athlete and you have no interest in kids or any of that crap, then, I mean, basically he's being Jeter, right? Remember, Jeter took their cell phones.
Yeah.
So
a little bit different, though. I don't think Jeter said that it was completely impossible for he didn't say I have no interest in a relationship. I think he just kind of wasn't interested in a relationship, he would just let you know.
Well, kind of sounds like that's what he's doing.
Well, he's just letting them know in advance. Like I think Derek Jeter might have been open to relationships. He had a couple relationships thrown in there. He dated my girl Minka Kelly for a while. Pretty much the hottest girl in the whole wide world. They were in a relationship. But Tyler Bauer's just saying, no relationship for me, which is fine.
Okay. Here's what else he says. My new 5-year goal is to be the most internationally recognizable baseball brand, which is why he keeps doing Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well.
I'm not liking your chances.
I'm not liking your chances either. Mm. I got to be honest. This guy, maybe he doesn't understand how the game's played. Like how, I mean, if Trevor Bauer were the best pitcher in the world.
Yeah, But even then, you'd
if
have to.
If he had some, like, some real look to him that would make him stand out in a crowd, you know, like Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw's got a look that you're like, oh, man. Or James Harden's look, for instance. Like, you can
Dallas Keuchel's look.
Dallas Keuchel. I mean, just something that kind of sets him apart besides being a douchebag on Twitter. That's not enough to be the biggest brand. Doesn't work that way. You either got to be, and he's a good pitcher, don't get me wrong, but already 28, I'm going chances of him in the next 5 years becoming the biggest brand in baseball, pretty low. I'll tell you what else is, I mean, what else is holding him back? Spin rate. Better spin yeah. rate? Now we're having a conversation. What kind of brand are you? With that spin rate, bro, you're not a brand. You're just a starting pitcher.
You know what? If you wanted someone to kind of look up to get there, Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
And you know what Justin Verlander has?
Kate Upton.
A relationship.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, and also better stuff.
Yeah.
And skins on the wall. He's got a World Series.
Yeah. Who's got the more recognizable name brand?
Yeah, I'm gonna say Justin Verlander greater than Tyler Trevor Bauer. See.
Well, I guess we got to do the old fame check. Justin Verlander, 1.95 million Twitter followers.
I bet Tyler's got a bunch.
What's Trevor Bauer's?
Oh, you're probably blocked.
Oh, I might be blocked. Damn. Oh, no, I'm not. Bauer outage. 138K. So Whoa. Almost exactly one-tenth of Justin Verlander's. So... Yeah, you'll get there, man.
You just keep punching.
Just get that spin rate up. Yep. Get yourself in a relationship, a committed relationship with a super duper hot chick. Win a World Series, you're on your way.
Mm. 713-780-ESPN. The reality is, I don't think you can ever be the biggest international superstar because you don't play basketball or soccer.
Well, he wants to be the biggest international brand in baseball.
Well, same thing. Well, even that, he's not going to get there.
Yeah. It's still got to be Hideki Matsui, right?
Shohei Ohtani right now is pretty good.
What about Hideki Irabu? Remember him? Yeah. I liked him.
All I remember about him is that poor Harry Carey, near the end of his career, couldn't say his name.
Yeah.
He kept saying, Ibaru. Hideki. Yeah, it was just awful.
Oh, boy. All right. You want to try this, Fred?
Not really, but go ahead. Your call.
Paul Sports.
What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
Not much. I'm 100%. In agreement with you about the hockey thing and the soccer thing. Both of them suck. I'm just telling you, it's 0-0 each game. It's a bore. It's a freaking bore thing.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks for calling,
Fred. You disagree vehemently on hockey, right?
Yeah. Listen,
it's not always 0-0. Fred bets hockey overs.
Yeah, bet a lot of hockey overs and. And actually, scoring is up. You could have as many as 8 guys with over 100 points this year.
I got an alert last night. Nashville won 5-3.
I got a Nashville story for you after. But listen, soccer. One thing the only thing that I'll put those two in the same box in is they're better in person than they are on TV. Both sports, the soccer on TV, it looks like they're standing around doing nothing. In reality, if you're at the game, you're seeing the plays being set up. You're seeing what they're trying to do. And I just fundamentally disagree with you on hockey because, frankly, it's the fastest sport out there. It's the most physical sport out there. And, wouldn't expect somebody from down here to really care that much about hockey unless they grew up.
You don't have to low-key throw redneck shade at that guy.
You just threw redneck shade at my favorite sport, so...
He just disagrees with you. You don't have to turn him into a redneck all of a sudden. You're turning him into Johnny NASCAR because he doesn't like hockey.
He disrespected me a little bit himself.
I mean, I'm not crazy about hockey either, but that doesn't make me a hillbilly.
I'm just saying, if you're going to call and denigrate my favorite sport that way, I'm going to fight back. So there. But no, I get, look, it's not for everybody. I mean, there's sports that I don't like. I mean, I pay attention to most of them. Like women's basketball. I bet he's a fan of women's basketball.
I bet he's not.
I bet he's got a WNBA tattoo on his junk.
I'll take that bet.
And at what point did anybody
don't
say...
Don't let him get you charged up because he doesn't like the same sport as you, Fred.
No, I mean, but at no point on this show did anybody come out and say hockey sucks until him. So I agree, hockey sucks. Nobody said that. Dick Weed. Full on Richard Weed. All right. We're going to take a break. Yeah, I. You know what? I'm going to make this Predator story the gym of the day.
Okay.
Just for you.
All right, I'll take it.
And if that doesn't get you pissed off, nothing will.
Nothing pisses me off. That's not true. A lot of things piss you off.
400 things a day. We're about to make it 401. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Having fun with hockey guy. Don't be all that way. I was trying to...
No, you were salty.
No, I was trying to have fun. Hey, if you haven't checked out Sports Map, lots of great stuff on there. And if you haven't purchased your copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago, available at JesusTheNovel.com. Somebody said, would love to hear the guys' thoughts on the entertaining Super Bowl shootout we just had. I said, first off, I don't want soccer guy coming out of the woodwork, and I don't want hockey guy coming out of the woodwork.
You're not looking to fight that battle?
No, let's not. Just, you know, he doesn't like them. Good for him. We disagree.
More hockey for you, bro.
Exactly. All the hockey. Yeah. Give me all the hockey.
All the puck you can handle. All you can puck and eat.
Exactly. I mean, all right.
What's this mean?
It's the NHL on NBC.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't get you excited for
I'm so with it.
All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. This is for AJ.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. I think college students sometimes, I think we'd agree that maybe they're a little soft.
This age of college students, yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you familiar with Emory University in Atlanta?
Made up place.
Well,
never heard of it.
It's for real. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. Sent out a tweet that's gone viral. They believe your beloved Nashville Predators should change their name. They suggest Sabercats, which I'm pretty sure the local team here would have a problem with. But
I don't think the local team would have a problem with it. I don't think that they like. I don't think they're the only team in the world allowed to be the Sabercats.
They have suggested they change their name to get away from the stigma of the name Predator.
I'm gonna say that's stupid. Like the stigma of the word predator.
We analyzed trend and perception data around the world. Predator itself defined that it had been trending negatively over the last few decades.
It has, but
you know what's not in front of the Nashville Predators name? They're not the Nashville Sexual Predators.
They're not child predators.
No, they're predators. They're that cool looking cat that's gonna eat your family.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening to this world? I mean, are we really getting to the point where we're going to change the Sabercat, change the name of the
So it's trended negatively over the last few years. Guess what's trending positively over the last few years? Predators hockey.
Exactly.
Guess what? They're selling out every game.
They're Stanley Cup contenders again.
It is one of the hottest ticket, if not the hottest ticket in Nashville. I never would have thought this would be the case when I lived in Nashville. Predators hockey is a bigger draw than Titans football.
Yeah.
Like hockey, Nashville is a hockey first town,
and
which is crazy.
And it's
because it's in the South.
Well,
but that's the absolute fact is Nashville is a hockey town.
In fact, and you know, I talk to a lot of guys who cover hockey and go everywhere. It's one of the best atmospheres for hockey in all of the NHL, including the Canadian markets and Philadelphia and New Jersey and places like that. And it helps that they've been good forever. But that city embraced them from the beginning, a lot like Vegas did with the Golden Knights.
Yep.
They took right from the beginning, that was a hot ticket. But how are we changing? I mean, what the hell? What the hell? So your analysis says it has negative connotations, trending negatively, because you analyze trend and perception data around the word predator.
Okay. Well, I mean, meanwhile,
you know what I analyzed?
Meanwhile, Predators ownership is like, you see that bag over there? That bag's filled with money. Shut up. We're good.
If I'm a Nashville fan or I'm from Nashville, I go to that school, I'm wearing a t-shirt custom made that says I'm a Predator with the actual logo on it.
Maybe Predator for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's even better.
Yeah.
But you're going to trigger all these people if you do that, and they're going to have to go to a safe space. And in their safe space, they're called the Nashville Sabercats. What the hell?
Well,
you know what? Let's rename the Calgary Flames because they had fires up there last year that a lot of people got killed. That's trending negatively.
Let's go rename Ice Cube's 1991 or 2 album, the Not So Nice Person, instead of the Predator, because it's trending negatively.
What about the movie?
We got to change the movie now too.
Oh God!
There's like 19 of those movies.
Man. Yep. Well.
Oh, man.
Alien versus Hunter.
Alien versus sort of dreadlocky bad guy thing. Yeah, it doesn't work. Predator's it's a badass sounding word. Is there negative connotation? Yeah, because a predator by name is something that hunts and kills. But I don't know. Yeah, you're not getting me off that one. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Emory College. I'm sure you're getting a great education.
Yeah.
If whatever money you guys pumped into whatever you got granted for that study, you guys wasted. That's a stupid thing to research.
You know what? That student debt that's piling up that you're going to have to pay off for the next 20 years, good use of it.
Yeah.
Really, really good use of it.
That's what you came up with, huh? All right.
Oh,
all right.
Holly says, coming from the town whose new AAF team is named after a strip club classic.
What's their AAF team called?
What is their AAF team called?
They have an AAF team? Why would they? They have an NFL team. Nashville has an AAF.
No. Atlanta.
Oh, but Atlanta has an NFL team. Okay. Why does it?
I don't know. What is the Atlanta AAF team? I don't even know.
The Legends?
Okay, Legends is a strip club up there.
It's also a strip club here, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a Legends everywhere.
I didn't know there was any. I thought these were all in non-NFL cities.
No.
And if you look at the logo, it actually kind of looks like a gang logo that's from this area on their helmets.
Yeah, Robert with a really good point. At this point, people are finding things to get upset about just for attention.
Yeah, I don't even care. Let them bitch about it.
Yeah.
Predator's going to predator. No matter what.
You know what? I hope they win the Stanley Cup. Well, I hope they don't win this. I hope they make the Stanley Cup and lose to the Leafs. But if the Leafs don't get there, I hope they win the Stanley Cup.
Thanks.
And go to Emory College and parade around the college with the cup.
They won't. You know
why? That's what I would
do.
Better
stuff to do, unlike the stupid kids at Emory College.
No, once you win, all you do is go around and get drunk with that cup. That's one of the coolest traditions. So 713-780-ESPN, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So I told you you would like that one. That one was just for you. I've had two stories today specifically directed at you.
There you go.
And soccer. Not directed at you. I got a lot more, too. That's actually, I had like three other potential gems, but I moved that to gem of the day because it was, somebody says, you know, alien is kind of offensive, too. Well, isn't that why we're building a wall? Hmm. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 4-9 says, I lived in Dallas when the Stars won the Cup. We were all hockey fans until football season started. You know what, though? Dallas, while a much better sports city than Houston is, and I don't think that's even debatable.
No.
It's also, other than the Cowboys, it's very front runner. It's like, yeah, the Stars win, everybody goes. The Mavericks win, everybody goes.
Rangers.
Rangers, same thing. And they become, like when the Rangers were winning, there were more Rangers fans at Minute Maid than there were Astros fans, which I found interesting because that was never the case before. But Cowboys will always rule there. And sometimes they're NASCAR fans. Just depends on what's winning. Like FC Dallas, I'm sure if they win, they do okay. But Cowboys fan, I mean, Cowboys always stirs things up there. But I don't think it's the same in Nashville. And I don't know, you lived there and it's been a while. And maybe somebody who's lived there more recently can say it, but I don't think it's – I do think the Predators are every bit as big as the Titans, if not bigger, in Nashville. Doesn't mean Titans aren't big. It's and plus, Nashville doesn't have all of the stuff that Dallas has either.
No.
So I don't think it's
– I mean, it's,
yeah, I don't think it's a fair comparison. What will be interesting is
but how, it is crazy to imagine the Stars being a hotter ticket than the Cowboys ever.
No, they never would be, I don't think. Now, they might, if they're good again, they might be a hotter ticket than the Mavs for a while.
Right.
But I think that'll go back and forth. Same thing with the Rangers. I think the more interesting comparison is what happens when the Raiders move to Vegas. Because you will have a hockey team and an NFL team. You'll have a hockey team that's already established, an NFL team that's paying John Gruden a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting. All right, tell you what else is interesting. Go Insurance. And if you're not on your smartphone all the time, well, then you're probably not a human being. And if you're not on your – if you're you've got an iPhone like me, like I have to get that little message that tells me how much screen usage I'm doing every week because I spend too much time on my iPhone. And that's all right. You know what? Use it for something practical. Go Insurance, a 21st century solution to car insurance for those who don't feel like being stuck in the past. And I'll be honest, I never thought I would be the kind of guy who his whole life's in his iPhone. But all you have to do is check out the app. And it's easy to get a quote. You know, let a friend know about it. And let us know what you think. How to go compared to the old way of getting insurance. Life's too busy for unnecessary paperwork and for goofing around. That's why Go Car Insurance makes it quick and as easy as possible. Here's all you do. Snap a photo of your license. Receive a quote in seconds. Use Apple Pay. That's it. That's what we all do now. So stop messing with all these old insurance ways and go to Go. And while you're at it, search for Go Insurance in the App Store or visit go.insure to see how crazy fast car insurance can be. Just download the Go app, Geo, and get a quote in less time than it takes to say so long paperwork. Hello 2019, Go Car Insurance.